Since we left off yesterday, we saw a major machlekes in the Rishonim about how to interpret what the Nekudas HaSafek was of Dafei Amud Beis in the Sugya of Nasan Huva Amrihi. Just to recap for a moment, here what the status of Nasan Huva Amrihi is, and finally the Gemara's last lashon of the Gemara was that we treat it as a Safek, whether it's a Safek Deraisa, Safek Derabanan, Rol Chazak, that's coming up. But in terms of right now, the Gemara is calling it a Safek, and the question is, what is the latest Safek? What exactly are we not sure about? So Rashi and the Ramah seem to give us two very, very different understandings of what the latest of Safek is. Rashi focused a lot on the Psukim. Is it a Kiikach? Is it a Kisikach? He has to do it. She can't do it. So on the one hand, he's doing the Nesid. On the other hand, she's doing the Dibur. So how do we size that up? Is that more closer to the model of Kiikach, which would be valid? Is that closer to the Kisikach? That would be invalid. But the Ramah, by invoking the principle of if he just gives us nod, gives us hey, and gives us yeah, thank you, at the end, so the Ramah says, then for sure it's okay. So that led us, really led the Mishnah Melech to believe that according to the Ramah, it's not so much a focus on the Psukim, it's more just a focus of what the Das is. It's a psychological question. Did he really mean to be masking? Did he not mean to be masking? We can't really tell. But if he gives us the okay at the end, then we glory most, and then obviously he's agreeing to what's going on. So those are the two different approaches, Rashi and the Ramah. The question is there something deeper going on behind the scenes within this machlekes Rashi and the Ramah? Is there a reason where Rashi is putting all his eggs in the basket of Psukim of Kiikach, and the Ramah somehow taking it out of the realm of Psukim, putting it almost more into the realm of psychology, more into the realm of our assessing what the person's kavanah was? So the Chora, the machlekes Rashi and the Ramah is really much more basic, much more fundamental than just this strange scenario of Nasan Huva Amrihi, but it really gets to the very root of what the din of Dibur by Kedushin is all about. You know, the Gemara talks about Tana Rabbanan, Nasan Hu, V'Amar Hu. The Gemara talks about Amira. Then the Gemara a little bit later on, Davav Amin Aleph, talks more about Amira. And everyone who's ever been in a wedding knows Amira. If there's a Dibur, there's an Amira. There's no question that a component of the Kedushin ceremony is the Dibur, the Harayat. Every kid knows. Very often we say to the Chassid, do you know the magic words? Or do you need some help? Everybody knows the magic words, the Harayat. Where did that come from? V'Davashav Shalemar. Kiikach? Dibur? What is Dibur? What is Dibur? Where did Chazal get it from? The Gemara never asks Benon immediately. The Gemara asks Kesef Nolan. The Gemara never asks Dibur Nolan. Where did this magic din of Dibur come from? It's clear from the Gemara in Davo that if you give a ring and there's nothing that's either Mamish Dibur or some halakha equivalent of Dibur, so the woman's not Mekudeshes. It's clearly a din midaraisa, and yet it's totally unclear where this din midaraisa emanates from. So there are two fundamentally different ways of understanding with the suas, what the essence, what the very mahus of the din of Dibur is all about. One could, if one wants to, push it back to the realm of Agzeras HaKosov. And one could say, it's Psukim, it's a din d'araisa, and of course you're going to be hard to find Agzeras HaKosov, but we know the Agzeras HaKosov. There's very little to go on. When you talk about Agzeras HaKosov's introduction, there are only two words you can even talk about. What are they? Kiikach. Everything else is Kiikach. We've been learning five lot of everything is Kiikach. So that's where Baruch Be'er quotes Reb Chaim, that one could argue that the din of Dibur is mamish experience. Reb Chaim didn't say Kiikach experience, that's what I'm saying. Kiikach, that din Kiikach. That's it. So whenever you want to say something, you want to really say for emphasis, say that din Kiikach. Kiikach means that not only is the giving of the ring part of the Kiikach, but the Etzem HaDibur also plays a part and parcel of the definition of the act of Kiikach. Or, if one doesn't want to be as creative as that, and one doesn't see somehow in the Pesukim, when you get to Kiikach Yishisha, I don't say anything about Dibur. I mean, notwithstanding Rashi of Kiikach Kairach, where Rashi says Kiikach Bidvarim, but if you don't want to go down that route, if you want to say that Kiikach means a giving a ring, it doesn't really mean Dibur. So what other possible din deraisa could there be? What other possible source deraisa could there be for Kiikach? So one could argue that it's almost a svara. What's the svara? Such a compelling svara that you need a dibur? Well, imagine Kedushin for a minute without a dibur. Just imagine, just play it out, not under the chuppah. Under the chuppah is a dead giveaway he's wearing white. She's wearing white. Everyone, we figure out they're probably getting married. But the stump is sitting in a pizza store together, and he takes out a ring, and he hands her a ring. So imagine what the world would look like if not for the din of dibur by Kedushin. Every birthday present would be Mazel Tov, you just got married. Every graduation present, every engagement ring, any nice friendly gesture by a boy. There you go. He bought her a slice of pizza. Mazel Tov. Shava Kesef, Yikesef. Lama Lo. So So obviously that's absurd. Obviously, in order for the kesef to qualify as kesef kedushin, it has to be clear as day that it's been given with Torah's kedushin. That's the role of dibur. Dibur is not a din in of itself. Dibur is not an independent halacha that says kicha one, kicha two. There's only one din kicha. Din of kicha is the sinas hakesef. The din of dibur is just to be mevarer that the kicha hakesef is being done with Torah's kedushin, not with Torah's happy birthday. So Yesh Lach, a famous question in the Rishonim. What is the nature of the din of Dibur? Does Dibur emanate from Kicha? It's mamish, an integral part of Kicha. There are two components that make up Kicha. It's not a din of Kicha. It's just a mevarer that the Nesinus HaKesef is the Teres Kedushin. That's all it is. So how does this play out now in terms of Machlokes Rashi and Ramah? Plays out very well. According to Rashi, Chazal is sitting and analyzing this case. You got this mixed up couple over here. He's giving a ring. She's doing the talking. We're trying to figure out where are they. Are they in our camp? Are they not in our camp? Are they part of Orthodoxy? Not part of it. We can't figure out exactly what they are. They have elements of both, aspects of both. So we're really sitting with honesty. We're trying to figure out, did we just witness a kiyikach taking place or not? So we have to ask ourselves, well, what makes up kiyikach? What are the components under the chuppah that make up kiyikach? A lot of things happen under the chuppah. Which actions under the chuppah are integral parts of kiyikach? So let's say lemoshel, the photographer for our eyes, is that part of kiyikach? No. The mother's walking around getting dizzy, walking around with the kala seven, is that part of kiyikach? No. Shweki singing under the chuppah, that's part of kiyikach. None of that is really part of kiyikach. Not lipa shmelter, nobody. That's not part of kiyikach. So what is kiyikach? So Rashi says there are only two things that are part of kiyikach. One is the nesimus hatamas, and the other is the dibur. So whatever is included in this gzeras hakas of kiyikach, as I state in the Halakha Torah, kiyikach loki, he has to do it. So now, how do we view this? What we just saw, on the one hand, we saw the ring being given by him. On the other hand, we saw the dibur being expressed by her. So we're scratching ahead and saying, how do you view this picture? Is this package a package of him doing it, or is it a package of her doing it? So is it elements of both? So as we've said many times, in life, when you see elements of both, it's hard to identify what's the Iker and what's the Tofel. Who are you? Are you really the Ben Torah, not the Ben Torah? So is this really an Orthodox wedding ceremony? Is this really Nimsa Ish B'Pish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu? This is how you get married? The fact that she opened up her mouth, that was just kind of, that was just a little aberration, but it's fundamentally kiyikach. Or do I say no? It was such an aberration, it was so bizarre, it was so anti what kiyikach is, that this is no longer kiyikach anymore. So what's the answer to that question? Spike by Sofek, Svegi. We don't know what the answer to that question is. So according to Rashi, everything is revolving around kiyikach, because Rashi holds that the dibur is gufa part of kiyikach. The Yad Ramah would say no. Ramah would respond to Rashi, this is not kisikach. There's no kisikach over here. What element, what aspect of this chuppah can we call kisikach? Says the Ramah, there's only one part of the chuppah that's called kiyikach. And what is that? The giving of the ring. So there's no question that this is the chisaron. If you want to invalidate this kedushin, says the Ramah, the road to go down is not through kiyikach v'lo kisikach. That's not going to do the trick. We know that he gave the ring. That's not a question. But there are other things that could invalidate the chuppah. Let's say the marshal is the Edom apostle. So if the Edom apostle, that's not a chisaron in kiyikach, that's a chisaron in davadav mimaman. Or let's say the chas was under bar mitzvah. So that's not a chisaron of kiyikach, it's a chisaron of, he's not a bar das, he can't create a chalos kedushin. So let's say she's his sister. So that's not a chisaron of kiyikach, that's a chisaron in kedushin tovsin berayah. So there are a lot of other problems that can invalidate a kedushin. So that's what the Ramah says. The her speaking, which is not really a problem of her speaking, the focus is not on her speaking, the focus is on him not speaking. Since he didn't speak, can we say that we're not really sure what happened? We don't have a clear biur that there was nesidas hakesef for Torah's kedushin. Remember the svar of the Ritva yesterday, because maybe the fact that true he kept quiet, but maybe his quietness, maybe his being shoski is not a raya, because he's got in the back of his mind he's going to marry somebody else tomorrow night. So it's not clear that that there was a biur gop, there was nesidas hakesef l'shem kedushin. Not a chisaron. It's not a chisaron in kiyikach. That's a chisaron in the biur hamaisa nesidas hakesef Torah's kedushin. So maybe the machlekes Rashi and Ramah really is a fundamental machlekes. What is dibur in the first place? So, Bosi, what's the answer to this question? You have the answer? New question, yeah.
Would it be possible? I know we're putting that machlekes in the show in perspective. Akira is a
I just I'm just making it up. Yeah,
is it possible? Is it possible to understand that as an the Gemara itself, the that says that actually doesn't work?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, you could take it away. Or you could take it the other way around. If it's a kavana issue, then for sure there's no kavana. If it's a kisika, kiyikach, you can't tell. So I could play the game off either way. Yeah, maybe that is part of it. So what's the answer? Yeah.
On Rashi, if it's if you believe that a kiyikach, then it's the Gemara and Dalai Lama is bringing both kiyikach and kiyikach.
The Gemara makes it sound like if you just had Yatzah Chinam, you would have figured out the whole Parsha Kedushin, and you don't really need Kikach. You just need Kikach because of.
And even in that, as she says, she gives the money and there's an Amira.
Right. So for that Gemara, right. That Gemara sounds a little bit that Kikach is not absolutely critical to teach us the Din of Dibur. Because if Kikach was part of the Dibur Parsha, so then, of course, you would need Kikach. Right. Not bad. This thing right. So what's the Din? What should the Din be? So what would be a good test case? And we're going to the lab now. Okay, we finished the classwork, you know, classroom part of the course. We're going to the lab at night. How would we test this? How would we tell? What kind of an experiment would we run to see whether Dibur is an integral part of Kicha or whether it's just a way to be mivayel that it's a kesed nevi'ah condition? What would we do? How do you think we'd do?
We construct a case where his intention is obvious even though he doesn't say it.
There you go. Perfect, right? So the best test case to run is, let's run an experiment where we have no shiloh what's going on. It's obvious he means to be Bekadishar, but Tachas, he didn't open up his mouth. Tachas, he didn't do a Dibur. So if Dibur is an integral part of Kedushin, he didn't do it. So she's not Mekadishas. If Dibur was just, Hechatip's just a means to an end, it's not an end in of itself. It's a means to an end. So then if we can accomplish that means to an end through another means and get to the same end, so then that would suffice. So Baruch Hashem, that we have a Gemara that actually talks about this in the Vav Amud Aleph. We have a Gemara B'Feirush about this. What does the Gemara say? Asukim b'yaisu inyan. The Gemara quotes b'chalik zetanoim, and then the Gemara paskes b'feirush that if a chassid and a kala are talking about in your name of marriage, so they're on a date, you know, they're talking about things that are related to marriage, and the Gemara talks about maybe it's not absolute marriage, they're talking about relating, so they're shmuzim, it's the marshal, you know. Many of you guys have been at this point, right? Those who have been will be there soon. A chassid, you know, a potential chassid, potential kala, they're sitting around and talking, so they're talking about, you know, if and when we get married, what's our wedding going to look like? What's the marriage going to look like? You know, how many kids we're going to have? Where are we going to send the kids to school? You know, where are we going to live? You know, all these things that everybody knows about totally before they happen, right? You know, Kayadua, everybody talk about, you know, what's going to be life like when we're 50 years old, then what's going to be, where are we going to retire together, and everything, talk about things. How much can we afford to pay rent for the first apartment? How much can we not afford to pay rent? How much are your side going to give? My side going to give? Everyone's side going to give? Someone's going to give the grandparents? Huh? So these are nyanim, regular nyanim that take place. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of this context, he gets up and he hands her a slice of pizza. Okay, no, no, no. Give your hands her a ring. Hands her a ring. And there are two guys watching. What is the Gemara Paskin? Mekadeshes. Mazel tov, Mekadeshes. What we call a sukin b'yisu inyan. There was no magic words. There was no magic formula. He didn't repeat it after. There was no Masada Kedushin. There was no Shweki. There was no Libush belt. There was nobody walking around there. Nothing! No smorgasbord, no sushi, no garnish, nothing. You had two kids babbling about things that they have known nothing about. And Shoyim, he gave her a ring in Mazel Tov Shalom Yisrael. So the Rishonim raised, like, wait a minute, how did that work? How did that stunt just play out? So Rishon is very, very happy about that. The Rama says, I'll tell you why that played out. Because it's Mukach. What Meshulina gives a ring to a girl upon discussing where they're going to live in the first apartment and didn't mean L'Shem Kedushin? Obviously, meant L'Shem Kedushin. So he must have, it's clear as day, he meant L'Shem Kedushin. Abba Zoi meant L'Shem Kedushin. That's all that's needed. There was no Haram, there was no magic formula, there was no magic Dibur. So Azma. So the Pashas at Dvar Miz, from the Gemara, the Vavam and Afam Kedushin, it seems pretty clear that the Ramah is right. But there is no din of Kicha as a Dibur in and of itself. It's just a Bir, and I have the Bir, suffices with the Bir. How would one refute this argument? How would one defend Shittas Rashi? How would one defend Reb Chaim and Reb Baruch Ber? But there is a din of Dibur, it's part of Kicha. What would you say? That is the Dibur. There is no halacha moshim sinai, what word, what text the Dibur has to be. That's the whole Gemara and Davav. As long as you get a message across that makes sense, that has something remotely related to marriage, that's good enough. So aminig is we say mekudeshes, but you don't have to say mekudeshes. You can say meureses, you can say arei into, if you know what into means. You have to say, you can say arei ishti. The Gemara even has some very, very colorful descriptions of different poetic words that some Mishagoyim like to use. The guy says, Hareat Silosi. It's good. Even if it's a Isha, right? Maybe that's another way to say it. Hareat Skurosi. You are my closed up flesh. Hareat Harufasi. Harufasi is increases. So a lot of straighter. Isn't there a magic formula? Wasn't it Nimsa to Mashrabein? You have to say the text as it says, the Madrich Hareat Mukadeshus. No, there never was such a text. What was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu was is that Tika Chishisha. So it's Zokteb Chaim that when Bershom told Moshe Tika Chishisha, so the different people hear different parts of Torah. That's why you have Machloiksim. But the Rebbeinu Shalom was able to give one Torah, and a different Torah filters out to different people in different ways. Elav Elav, whatever that means. So you have to be someone who's a Bar Hochi to hear. Some people hear what they want to hear. They don't hear the words of Torah, they hear what they want to hear. But different people, so when Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yasi, Abai, Rav are learning the same sugya, they're hearing different images, they're hearing different parts of Torah, part of Ruach was Abayre. The Baruch Shalom could say all 70 parts of Torah in one shot. The Baruch Shalom could say it all together. But different people filter it differently. So when the Baruch Shalom told Meshavet, Kikeh Cheshisha, so Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Ruach, Be'er Hel, they heard, Tzadibur, Tzadim Dibur. They saw, and they, the Ruach Kotshav, they understood, their Amkes Advarm of understanding Kol Torah Kula. First of Mishnah's Kedushin was that Kikach means it's a din dibur. But even according to Reb Chaim, there was never a nusach of dibur. It's ridiculous. There was never a nusach of dibur. It's like Marshall Mal David Daimer. You have to be kiddush on Friday night. The Marshall never told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayerevay voke yom hashishi." That's not. I mean, he did tell him that. He told him that in Parshas Bereishis. But he didn't say that that's the kiddush on Friday night. The Marshall told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Zochasim Shabbos Kachel." How you want to do with that, where you want to go with that, whatever, sounds like it's a zochah. You say, good Shabbos, kodesh, zechot tzis mitzrayim, whatever, you said something that sounds like a zechiras, a shvach HaShabbos, kodesh HaShabbos, does as good as the Torah. The Torah, Baruch Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu the text of Bech Sabazah. What? Baruch Adam. No, he didn't text him the text of Bech Sabazah. He said, v'chalt v'zavat v'rach, you have to be mevarch, the Baruch Shalom, the flan for Eretz Yisrael, for Yishalayim, for the food, whatever components of Bech Sabazah there I saw. So it's over here, even a niyach that the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu is a din dibur, even if you heard in the words of Kiyikach a din dibur, there was never a text of dibur. So manishtana, whether the guy said, Hareyat, you're my rib, or whether he said, you know, where are we going to live in Washington Heights? How much are we able to afford the rent in a newly founded apartment that we could live together as a couple? So that's also a Lashon dibur kedushin. That's also good enough. So those who would refute the Raya of the Ramah would say, this is not a Raya that Birur is, that the Dibur is just for Birur. That's Gufa Lashon. That's Gufa Lashon Kedushin. What's the difference? So we have to go back to the lab. We have to redo the experiment. Yeah.
Oh, according to this, Rashi says they're asking some factor of the Dibur. It's just found, right, especially the way we're talking about.
It's got to be a real Dibur. It's not a real Dibur. It doesn't have to be a text.
So unclear with the right,
there's no set gear. So what?
But it's more than, let's say, the Ramashi, where it's just indicative of what.
Right,
we're doing.
That's right. According to Ramah, there's no din dibur. According to Ramah, we just have to know what's going on. Right.
So according to that, how does a mute person get? They don't have the ability to be dibur, and it's they can't indicate. Right. So according to Ramah, no, we could indicate.
Okay, so let's wait. Let's we're gonna get there in a minute. Okay, we're not gonna get to that case, but after we finish what we want to say, you'll understand it. Oh, wait a second, hold on. So let's go back to the experiment, right? So you set up this great experiment, and you're right, 100% right. It was a good experiment, but we're not sure how to interpret the results. Because we found a case that you don't really have to say Harayat, but we can't tell what does that indicate to us. Whenever you run experiments, Blima came home last day, she had to run, her youngest daughter, she had to run an experiment last night. So she had an old seltzer bottle, and she's pouring in Alka-Seltzer and food coloring and mixing and oil and mixing all together. I was afraid the whole thing was going to blow up. I had no idea what was going to happen. And she's shaking it and blowing it. And my job was, I had to take pictures of it. Every step along the way, on my phone, I want to see if this year, every step of what happens when you mix Alka-Seltzer, oil, and blue food coloring, in case you were ever interested in what happens. What in the world should learn from the experiments? I'm not a clue. That's where my tuition is going for. I have no idea. And then I had to pay for the food kind of went up. And now we don't have any oil left in the house for Hanukkah because I had to use the bottle on the. But so experiments are interesting. You have to know what you're looking for. You have to know how to interpret the results. So I did the experiment and I saw the results. The Gemara says you don't really need a real dibur, but I'm not sure what to do with the results. So let's tweak the experiment a little bit. Let's make the experiment a little bit better. Who's going to come up with a. You did a good job getting us to the lab. Let's get to this part two of the experiment. So don't just do an asuka b'yosu inyan, do me a very specific type of asuka b'yosu inyan. Any ideas? Come on, who's got a good idea? Who wasn't Osik?
The man
didn't say. Oh, so, but the Gemara says asuka b'yosu inyan, so what does it mean?
As long as it was mavar that he wanted to do.
So, how did that happen? You need asuka b'yosu inyan. Oh, so they were talking about, a lot of people talking. So imagine the following. There's a boy, there's a girl, there are Adim, they're sitting around the pizza store, and the other people around them are talking about price of apartments. Kutanim, everyone's meeting, everyone's sitting, so they're talking about price of apartments, they're talking about the wedding, they're talking about the flowers, they're talking about everything. So Chassan, he's eating his pizza, he's not doing anything, never didn't open up his mouth, not a word. And all of a sudden, after this whole discussion, he takes out a ring and puts it on her finger without opening up his mouth. Like the halakh equivalent of the mute, as Sassam said, right? So now, is that a good condition? Now that's a good experiment, right? That's a much, much, much more finer point experiment. Because here, we really ask, we know exactly what's going on. We know as much is going on as we knew in the first case, when he did the talking. Well, he's not paying the rent anyway, so his talk is a little married. So we know exactly what we wanted to know. On the other hand, he didn't open up his mouth. So who's married? The b'chut is married to the b'chut. Who's married? We want the kids to be married. So this is a perfect test. This is the test case. So talk about what's the din. What is the din? What's the din under those circumstances? Does that scenario meet the criteria of asuka b'yosu inyan or not? Anyone seeing the Rishonim what the answer is? It's a machlokes who and who. Whether that case, that perfect case of other people are talking, but yet the chassid didn't open up his mouth, which will be the point of contention between the Rashi and the Ramah. That will be the nafkamina whether Reb Chaim or Baruch Be'er right or not. That is the test case. Who's the machlokes between? Mordechai and who? It's a machlokes between the brackets and the parentheses. It's a machlokes how you read the Mordechai. There are two gersos in the Mordechai. One is with the brackets and one is with the parentheses. The difference of one letter, of an iota of a word, changes the entire meaning of the Mordechai. So let's see if we can, first of all, take off our glasses and actually see this. So if we take a look at the Mordechai. We have to find it first. Anyone know where it was? Tough what? Tough Ein Zayin. Okay, take a look. Well, let's try to read it first with the brackets. Okay? I think the Ramah put the brackets in, if I'm not mistaken. Let's read the Mordechai with the brackets. Tough Ein Zayin. Hayim Edabi Ma. Mipia Kabbalah. Nothing to do with Kabbalah, but we have a tradition. The Medaber Ima, love Dafka Ima. It doesn't mean he's talking Mamash with her. Elohu Adin, the Medabrim Sham Acherim Befaneha. With the brackets. So what does that mean? Did the Mordechai change? What did the Mordechai change with the brackets? He changed the speakers, right? Lav dafka that he's talking with her, but rather in medabim sham acherim, if there are other people who are speaking, he just changed the speakers. If there are other people there who are speaking, so the din is also identical. That's just mekudeshes. He didn't open up his mouth according to this reading. Let's read it now with the parentheses. Lav dafka ima elohu adin in medabim. Im acherim befaneha. So lav dafka that he's speaking with her, he's not asking her how much you know she's willing to pay for rent. He's talking to people there. But what's the key according to the brackets? Who is still doing the talking? He's still talking. He's not looking at her. He's too frum. He's not married. He's not looking at her. He's talking to the father-in-law. So but she's there. She's listening, and he's not looking at her face. He's talking around her. So that's the chiddush. That's also okay. It's also called asukim b'yosu inyan. If you read the Mordechai with the parentheses, we're not changing who's doing the talking. That's not negotiable. According to the pshat of the parentheses, that's not negotiable who's doing the talking, because if he doesn't do the talking, then there's nothing to talk about, because that's a chisaron of what? Of kikach. That's Reb Chaim and Reb Baruch Be'er. But if you read the Mordechai with the brackets, medabim sham acherim, so the acherim is not the subject who is being talked to. The acherim is the subject who is doing the talking, not the object the subject. The Achirim are the ones who are talking, and that's also okay. Those who want to justify that reading with the brackets, that even the Dibur Achirim is good enough, that's much closer to the Adramaz model, that the whole role of Dibur was anyway just to be Mevar, Manafkamina, whether he does the Bira or somebody else does the Bira. So at the end of the day, it boils down to one letter, Ayin or Shin. It's either Sham or Ayin. No? You don't think so? Very amazing, right? Pretty amazing, right? So one little scribe somewhere, just a little iron or shin. Oh, the whole thing depends on the whole Shtiglat Torah for Baruch Be'ah depends on this iron or shin. Well, he's sitting there and he takes out a ring in the middle of everyone else. They're talking about whole wedding plans. They're talking about caterers. They're talking about apartments. They're talking about where they're going to live. And he takes out a ring and gives it to her. I mean, come on. That's pretty big. That's a dead giveaway. Everyone's YouTubing it. It's set on only Simchas. I mean, come on, everyone knows this. No, now it's according to Rashi. Why? But we're not sure those in this class of Kedusha. Dibur. If I give a woman a ring and I say happy birthday, there was a Dibur. It wasn't a Dibur Kedusha. It's not enough for me to say, give her a ring and say, Vechul Hashman Barth, that's making Kiddush, that's not getting married. So I have to make a Dibur of Kedusha. So that's what the Gemara says. Is this objectively a Dibur of Kedusha or not? According to the Ramah, it's almost a Shaila. Is it Muchach? What is the Kavanah? Is it according to Rashi? No, it's objectively. Is that called a Dibur Kedusha? So everybody says, so we have Rashi about two different approaches to the sugya, and all, again, part of a whole general picture of what the role of Dibur is or is not. So there's a Rashba in our sugya. I think I left my paper in there. Okay. Anyone's got the sheet? There's a Rashba. Okay, next one. What about yours? Okay. The Rashba, very famous Rashba. The 8th of the Maramei Kodesh. It's more than Rashba. What? There are two Rashbas. There's the 8th of the Maramei Kodesh, second Rashba. So the Rashba has a comment, and generally he's talking about Asug, and then he's talking about a whole bunch of different potential, you know, strange kinds of Diburs. So we could pick it up from five lines from the bottom, but Afa Pisha Dvar Marin. If you Afa Pisha Dvar Marin, middle line, Shaladas Masha Omra Lo Nosanhu, even though between you and me, says the Rashba, we know what he wants. She's doing the talking, he's giving the ring. You really think he's not masking to Kedushin? Come on. You think the Rabbah is right? Come on, says the Rashba. Right? It can't be. Of course, we know what he means. Uchamisha Piresh Dabi, come on. We all know what he really intends to get married. If you don't want to get married, he takes out a ring. Dafku, when she's saying, Hare, 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 Ani, Mekadesh, Lucha. That's when he takes out a ring. You have any real ladies to suffer? Mikom Mokom. Zok the Rashba, three words. Hados Eidim Bo'ina. Just because we know what's going on is not enough for Kiddush. Because there's a din of Eidus. After all, Gemara in third prep, Kashrul Eidim and Chashul Kedushin. Im Kain, Kaven Shalom Piresh Kain. Since he didn't say it out, Baruch Abid Chaktana, quoted from this week's Basha, V'evsher Shalashem Matonu Nosan. It's possible, unlike on a scale of 1 to 100, is it possible that he gave it Lashem Matonu? It was a 1% chance. In all other areas of Allah, we would have laughed at that 1%. We would have followed Rav. So even though it's possible, Lashem Matonu Nosan, Lashem Kedushin, even though later on when we ask him, so tell me, Reuven, did you give for Kedushin? Of course I gave for Kedushin. Afil hochi, ein kan eidushmiya v'lo re'iya l'shem Kedushin, el l'shem donin kavanas alev v'yein kan eidus. Here's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says, what's the chisaron in Nosan uv'amrihi? What's the Rashba saying? It's not a chisaron in Bivur HaDavar, because for all practical Torah purposes, we've been Mevar HaDavar. If this was any other area of halacha, there wouldn't have been a din of Eidus. Imagine a world without the din of Eidus for Kedushin. Says the Rashba, there wouldn't be a Gzeis HaKos of Dov Dov Mimamon. We would have let you get away with this Kedushin. Why? Because we know what he meant. He tells us what he meant. No one knows really doubting what he meant. So the Rashba is clearly not going down the road of the Yad Ramah. On the other hand, the Rashba is not, in four lines, they didn't say what magic words? They didn't say Kicha? They didn't say there's an independent din of Dibur. Remember we said, there are different components of lack of condition. There's the fact that the Chassan and Kal have to be Bei Das. And the fact that, the father, the Gur has to be Bei Das. There's the din, and condition Tav Sivir Arayas. There's the din of Eidim, there's the din of Kicha. The Rashba is pinpointing the problem in Nasan Huvi Amrhi is not a Kikach problem. It's a problem of what? It's an Eidus problem. If you don't have Dibur Habal, if you don't have Dibur of the man, then even though in our heart of hearts we are fairly confident that he meant L'Shem Kedushin, fairly confident is not enough for Kedushin. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of David Dov Mimamon. You need Eidus. Eidus is not fairly confident. Eidus is Eidus. And it's felt in the Din Eidus Shabbai, that's the Chisar Nasan of Amri. This is Nishkin Rashi Sheet, Nishkin Yad Ramashi. The third possibility to say it. The famous, famous sheet is a Rash. It's Chisar in the Eidus. We're getting to the Yosef again. So everyone see this Rashba? Right? Everyone saw this Rashba. We read it together. The Rashba is clearly I never saw the word Edom yet in Rashi. I didn't see it in the Ramah. I didn't see it anywhere. Rashba is the one who's Bechadish, and Edom is the key to understanding that hey is through the eyes of Edus. That's right. Because the Edom hear what he's saying, that's already Edus. I can't give Eidus on something that I don't that I'm guessing, even though my guess is an educated guess, it's a 99.9% guess, I can't be made. Imagine a guy's going to walk the base and say, I'm fairly confident that Reuben killed Shimon. I'm 98.5% that Reuben killed Shimon. Where would you send him? Mr. Alton, where would you send the guy? Comes to the base and says, I'm almost sure that Reuben killed Shimon. Would you accept that as Eidus? I wouldn't accept that as Eidus.
So let's say the wife were to speak and he would not intend, right? So he's not speaking, but he's being...
So are there other ways for him to create almost to tip the balance to make it of Ados? So that may be Asuka Bielsawinyu, maybe. That may be, maybe. Possible. So it's a Gvalik of Yisayf and Rashba. Mamash, this is the collector's item, this Rashba. When you read this Rashba, you have to scratch your head and say, wait a second. Yeah. But there's another Rashba. On our Sunya. The Rashba says, that was a Freudian slip. What does the Rashba say? On the seventh of the Mamakimus, how does the Rashba present the sugya of Nasan Uvamrahi? Pirush Rashi, the Dom Lachisi Lokach Ishalish. So the Rashba picks on Rashi, why Rashi said Kisi Lokach, maybe she said Kisekiach, and the Rashba gives you a whole diktuk lesson as to what the potential chisaron of the woman talking is. Okay, I'm not holding by the diktuk, but one thing I can tell you, the Rashba sends three lines in the beginning of the sugya, focusing on whose shita? On Rashi's shita. But I just got finished telling you a story that Rashi and the Rashba are worlds apart. Rashi is focusing on Kiyikach, and the Rashba is focusing on Eidus. So what is the Rashba? It's the two pieces in the Rashba, one right after another. So the Rashba says to himself, in one place he presents the sugya through the eyes of Rashi, and then two lines later he presents it through the eyes of himself. So is the Rashba just quoting different possibilities? He didn't mean that he's saying one unifying pshat in the sugi. He's just quoting Rashi's pshat and then my pshat. He doesn't do that. Usually, if the Rashba meant to disagree with Rashi, he would have disagreed. He disagrees with Rashi's diktuk, but he doesn't disagree with Rashi's fundamental. He goes on to explain the diktuk point to himself. So what's pshat in the Rashba? If the Rashba was comfortable with Rashi's pshat, so what was he marvit? What did he add with this added dimension of the Eidus? What does the Eidus have to do with anything? They're two different sugis. Anyone, when you read those two Rashbas, no one realized that? No? Who read this? Did you realize that the Rashba is saying two different things? So what do you think? It's time to pick up the Shia, right? So Reb Naftali, the Granat, says that the emes of Pshat and the Rashba is that these two Pshatim are not mutually exclusive. They're not contradictory Pshatim, they're complementary Pshatim, says Reb Naftali. You have to look at the two Rashbas, they're mabish holding hands with each other. They're both pointing in the same direction. In what sense? Says Rav Naftali Yaduah Mefursam, and here for us it's Takla Yaduah Mefursam. We spoke about this countless times, hopefully many more times during this year and further on. Yaduah Mefursam, the words of the Ran in Maseches Nedarim and Aflamin, but the fundamental difference between the man's role under the chuppah and the woman's role under the chuppah. I mean, come on, we spoke about this back in the second sugya, right? About Das Makna. Who remembers the Ran? No one remembers the Ran. What's the Ran saying? What does the woman do under the chuppah? The woman is mevatelas atzma, mafkiras atzma, and she's declared herself to be ownerless. And then what happens? He swoops in and picks her up like a zechiyim and a hefker, and mazel tov. That was the role. That was the role of the man's role and the woman's role. How did Duran know this magic? Where did he figure this all out from? It's happening. Remember, who remembers the sugi that he got it from? Who remembers? He got it from a few sugars. One is sugi of the Dar, but one is in Kedushin. Duran says, that's what? That's Nasad Hu V'Amar Hu. Duran says, that's why he's got to do the talking. Because he's the one who's doing the whole chalais. Kedushin is not taking two people. It's like two people to tango to do Kedushin. One person to Kedushin. He is doing the entire Kedushin with Chilur Yatzayif. She is the prerequisite for Kedushin. She is setting up herself to become Mekudeshes. But in terms of the Etzem Chalais at Kedushin, it's Kiyika Chishisha. And the Ran says, the makor for what I'm saying are the words Kiyika Chishisha. That is the Kiyika. That is why Kiyika Chalokisikach. That is exactly why. Famous Ran. Everyone remembers? Rabbi Yisai, Kum Tera Kedeshin says, Dov Dov Mi Mamon, Kibat Sebras Dover, Dov Dov Mi Mamon, Kach Nemel Meshabeda B'Sinai, that Kedushin requires Eidus. What do those words mean? Kedushin requires Eidus. Point to me the Kedushin. Where is the Chalais Kedushin taking place? So the Chalais Kedushin involves what different parts? It involves the part of the Desidas Tabas. It also involves the part of Das, because in the Sinas Das, without Das, that's not Kedushin. But when you speak about Eidim for Kedushin, the Eidim have to be able to theoretically testify that they saw in the Sinas Das, and they can testify that they saw Das Kedushin. Now again, will they ever really say that? I've been in Eid Kedushin many times. If you would ask me to come and be Meid now, for which Kedushins I was in Eid, in a million years I couldn't pull. I don't even remember what the girl looked like. So how am I going to remember who could be Meid on anybody? Terry says, you don't have to be an Eid in 20 years from now. If in that split second you could theoretically walk the maze and give Eidus, that's an Eidus Bekim Adobah. The fact that you don't remember the story a week later, that doesn't make a difference. So an Eid B'Shas Maisa, an Eid Kedushin, has to be able to walk at the maze on the spot and say, when Meir, that I saw an Asinus at Abbas, and I saw a Das Kedushin, but now I want to be very, very fine, with a fine comb. The Eid has to be Meyed in theory that he saw Das Kedushin. Whose Das does he have to Meyed on? He has to be Meyed on all aspects of Kedushin. Well, who is creating Kedushin? The Das HaIsha is the creation of the Kedushin. The Das HaIsha is not the creator of Kedushin. The Das HaIsha was the prerequisite. It's like building the Sukkah. That was the Heksha Mitzvah. She had to set us up. You're kidding. Because she should be Al-Karcha. That's true. But her das is not an expression of das kedushin. Her das is an expression of, pardon the expression, of dinim hominis. It's a das of being mafkir herself. It's almost like some Rishonim would say das kedushin is das makna. Remember that? Back to those Rashi and Rashba days at the beginning of the year? The Ran says the das kedushin of the woman is a misnomer. A woman does not express das kedushin. She expresses das hefkir. Zok, Reb Naftali, there is no need to be made on das hefkir. The din, the parshas ha'teira, the chiddush ha'teira of davar dami mamon, the davar shebe erva, the chalais kedushin, the kadosh below edim, ein chashan kedushav, that is chal on the components of what's going on under the chuppah of kedushin. You don't need edim to say there were flowers under the chuppah. You don't need edim to say there was a talis under the chuppah. That's not relevant. The edim have to be able to say that there was a nesidus atabas of kiyikach kesef kichkich misteyefren, and that they witnessed the vados. A das kedushin, but only the das kedushin of the man, not the das kedushin of the woman. So this din that the Rashba just said, why is it that nosan hu v'omrahi is a potential problem? Why is that? Why is this such a problem? Because since the Eidim have to watch das kedushin, Who's Das Kedushin again? The man's Das Kedushin, since the Edom have to wash the Das Kedushin. And when he didn't open up his mouth, so they didn't quite see a Das Kedushin, where is this all learned now from? What's the source for this whole halacha that the Edom have to see the Das Kedushin? Where does that come from? What magic words? What magic words? That's all Lichtin Kiyikach. Why? Because Kiyikach is what taught us all along that the man's the main show under the chuppah and the woman is just a prerequisite. It was those mad. That's what the Ran said. The Ran said, how do I know my Hoshtikot Torah? I'm writing you a 40-page essay in Maseches Nedarim, all learned out from Kiyikach. And what would the din have been? Lu Yitzuya, that the Torah would have said, Kisikach Ish al Ish. So then what would the Edom have had to see? Is that Hardas? So comes in Naftali and says, the emphasis on Kiyikach versus Kisikach, what are we watching here? Are we seeing a Kiyikach or not? It's not two different sugyas. We presented it that there are three possibilities. What's the chisaron of Nasanu Vemrhi? Is it a chisaron of Kiyikach? Is it a chisaron of Bir Hadavar? Is it a chisaron of Eidos? So we present them as three different sugyas. Says Rav Tzvi, it's not three different sugyas. The chisaron of Eidos is goof for the same chisaron as Kiyikach. Because it was the Kiyikach, it was the Pasuk of Kiyikach, the Lo Kisikach, that was Megala to me, that the Dasa Ish is a major component, not the Dasa Isha, and therefore the Din Eidos is Chal in his Das, not in her Das, and therefore Nasanu Vemrhi is a problem. If not for the fact that Kiyikach v'lo Kisigach, I would have said maybe seeing the Dasa Ish is what's key, not the Dasa Ish. So it's Davka Kiyikach that's the source of everything. So both Reb Naftali and Reb Baruch Ber and Reb Chaim, they all heard the same word Kiyikach, but they're interpreting it very, very differently. Reb Chaim and Baruch Ber Gezogin B'das Rashi, that Kiyikach means there's a new independent halach called Dibur. There are many components of Kedushin. There's the Nesimus HaKesef, and there's Hadas Edom, and there's a Din of Dibur. Three different components. And Reb Naftali is merging two together, saying, no, there's no independent halacha per se of Eidos. Eidos is on whatever the din of Kedushin is. So once we've ascertained that Kiyikach means Dasa Ish, Mela, you need Eidos on the Dasa Ish. Not that you need a Dibur. The emphasis is not on the Dibur. The emphasis is on Eidos on Dasa Ish. So that's why the Rashba in different places talks different languages. Not that I say all the same things, all point in the same direction of Kiyikach. So by say, when all the dust settles, we have multiple biurim as to just what is Chazal bothered with. You know, Chazal leave us hanging. We don't know what was going on in the yeshiva when they were learning this sugya. You know, the Gemara gives us this snips, the final words. The Gemara gives us a couple of lines as to what was going on. This could have been a raging battle for days in the yeshiva. What is the issue, Nasan Huva Amri? What is going on? So we have three, four different possibilities in the Rishayim. Where is the emphasis of the sugya? Is this a Dibur issue? Is this a Birur issue? Is this an Eidos issue? Or is this almost a combination of Eidos Das issue? The compound of Reb Naftali B'das Rashba. Rabbi Isai, practical note. Not that this wasn't practical, but in a more practical note. On the one hand, we're not comfortable with the Nasan Huva Amrihi. We're not happy with that taking place, and we're going to have to treat it as a suffix, either the Reis or the Rabbanon, to be determined in the next sugya. We're not convinced that that's a good Kiddushin. On the other hand, don't forget Kiddushin of Avraham. If we have the din of Asugbi also Indian staring us in the face, what would the din be if you combined the two? What if you had an Asugbi also Indian? So again, everyone's sitting together in the pizza store, everyone's schmoozing away, and again, according to those who show them, will say that the Chazal's not even talking. Chazal and the Kal, they're just, just looking at each other and just, dreaming about their apartment in the Heights, one would say. But, and parents are schmoozing away, and everyone's discussing everything. And he takes out a ring. If he would just put the ring on a finger just like that, mazel tov, and we don't need a wedding. The married man, the pizza store, it's cheaper than making a wedding. He could just give her a ring and shine. Well, depends how expensive the pizza is. So he gives a... I guarantee you, I have to differ with you on that one. As expensive as the pizza is, Okay, mask him, okay. So he puts the ring on a finger. So if he would have said a Remu Kadeshis, that would have been wonderful. If he would have kept his mouth shut, that would have been gavaldic. What happens? She opens up her mouth. All of a sudden, for the last half hour, she wasn't saying a word. And all of a sudden, she decides to assert her independence and says, Remu Kadeshis Lecha. So she just crossed the line between Haman Bayes and Vavam Ralph. So now what do you do? So you have Asuka Bielsawinian is pointing in the direction that she's fine, she's Bekudesh's Mazadov, but Nasruba Amrihi is pointing in the direction it's only a Safik Bekudesh. So what is she? It's a fake. What is she? What's the status of that? When the two sugyas collide? What does the Rashba say? What does the Rashba say? Who knows? Imagine, don't worry about it, she's Bekudesh. The Gemara says Nasan Uva Amr, he is no good, maybe no good. Hachamai skin, there's no Asuka Bielsawinian. If there's a Asuka Bielsawinian, what does the Rashba say in effect? Two magic words, but they're called Dami Hacha. Means remove her word, make believe she didn't say anything. Just delete her speech from the tape. If I didn't need her speech, so shut. So delete it. Shut. It's not here. Command the Lesa. Is everyone comfortable with that? So the Taisus Rid is not so comfortable with deleting her speech so fast, because the Taisus Rid says we have precedent in the Gemara that we're not so quick to delete speeches. So we didn't get to the sugi yet of Vava Bidal, that is Sugi Bielsawinian. The Gemara lists off all these Meshuggah and Shunadika, Lashonis, of, you know, of Muchedes, it's Rossi, Nigdasi, it's Rossi, Tzalasi, Skurasi, Tachti, Tzalasi. That guy's really, really on a roll to do things creative, all right? And gets himself into a pickle without even sure he's married or not. So Gemara said, what would the din have been of Vava Bidal if preceding his ridiculous statement, it would have been a Sugi Bielsawinian? What would the din have been under those circumstances? So my knee-jerk reaction would be, what? Well, Dalmi Hacha, what is a silly thing that he said? Let them be married out to Sukkah Bielsawinian. And who puts the brakes in that? The Gemara. What does the Gemara say? And what's with the Gemara? Does Rid reference that Gemara? The Gemara said, not so simple. Because if he would have been quiet and given her the ring, that would have been okay. But by saying something bizarre, he may throw off everything. But he says, you're my tfusasi. So, if that doesn't mean Kedushin, maybe it just means he's playing tag with her. You know, Tofeset, Bayit, Levein HaSadov, right? Basha Nahaba, Neshev LaProfet. Come on. These guys wouldn't even have a clue what we're talking about, okay? Want me to sing it? Okay, I see some guys. Okay, way before you were born, this song. Okay, Rabbi Say. So the Gemara says that by saying something foolish, by saying something which is almost not appropriate for Kedushin, that makes throw things off. Maybe makes matters worse for them. Maybe it's mafkia the asikah b'asuinyan. So the Tosfos Rid borrows that and says that's what happened here also. Kolzman, that she didn't say a word and he just gave the ring to shtika, that's not bad. But the minute that she starts to talk, that puts it into a whole new light. Maybe she, in effect, her talking cancels the asikah b'asuinyan the same way canceling on davav. And now we have this to play Nasnu Vamri, which is back to the Safek, the Chashidan. So that's the Kudus HaMachlokes, the Rashba, the Taisus Rid. The Gemara has that precedent of inappropriate Dibor potentially throwing things off and undoing the Asuka Bielsawinian, but the case of the Gemara is not exactly the same as this case. The case of the Gemara is when the Dibor was flawed. Here the word, the text is not flawed. The person who's expressing the text is the wrong person. So is that a good Dibor? Not a good Dibor? That seems to be the Nakuda that the Rishonim are not clear. Rabbi Say, let's go back to that sugya for a moment, really the last touches of the sugya. Nasan of Amrihi. How did we get into this whole discussion? This is one quote of Braisa that was delineating all the good cases, the bad cases, and the middle cases. So what was the good case of Kedushin? What's supposed to happen? Nasan of Amrihi. What's not supposed to happen? Nasanuv Amrihi. And what's kind of not really supposed to be happening? And Nasan of Amrihi, that got us right smack in the middle. So there are four logical possibilities. There's one case missing. Nostahivi Amahu. Everyone to be happy. She gives him the ring. He's happy about that. He's happy about my ring. And he asserts his role under the chuppah. And he says, he says what he has to say. Nostahivi Amahu. It's happened that case is missing from the Braisa. If you're already telling me every other case under the sun, you might as well talk about that. So Taisus observes that. Taisus says, Mashlo Hiske Klau, little Taisus on him. Mashlo Hiske Klau. Taisa said the reason why the Gemara didn't want to get involved in it because we're waiting for Daf Zayin. What do you see from Taisa? Taisa assumed that you, when you're on Daf A, the odds are you'll make it to Daf Zayin before the end of this month. That's questionable in certain yeshivas, including possibly Ashiya, but hopefully we'll make it to Daf Zayin. So Taisa said the Gemara didn't want to get us confused with the Nos Nehiv Amaru because it's very confusing, because the answer to that question, is it work or not work? That's one step worse than saying maybe. What's that? It depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So Nasin Huva Amr, who is always good. Nasti Vyamri is always no. Nasin Huva Amr, he is the suffix. Nasti Vyamri, who depends? What does it depend on? It depends how choshev he is. How choshev he thinks he is. So the Gemara says in the Zayim and Aleph that if it's just a regular guy, run-of-the-mill guy, you know, Chas is nothing real special, you know, this guy's not a great Mitzuyan or anything, a regular guy, you know, normal, Hamish guy. He's standing under the Chuppah, and she gives him a ring. He can say the Harei Asim till tomorrow. He didn't give her anything. So it's Enim HaKodesh, it's the Shad, not everyone lives himself. But if he's a Chas of a guy, and she says, wow, he's taking my ring. Wow. That's like amazing. Let me tell her my friends. She's standing on the chuppah and she's WhatsApp and everybody. Wow, did you see what happened? This guy, this king just took my ring from me. Wow, that's worth, I would pay $100 for that. I know nothing but to tell everybody that. Mazel tov, they're married. I can't promise you the marriage is going to go so smoothly. Probably not the best model of a happy marriage, but at least for the moment, they're married. So the Gemara says that works. That's the famous principle called Lot Adam Chashuv. Hopefully we're going to talk about that with Adam Zayin. That's a very, very lumdisha principle called Adam Chashuv. That's an amazing kedushin, Adam Chashuv. There's a lot to talk about that sugya, but the Gemara says it works. So Tosfos says, what is every Adam Chashuv? If you think about it, every Adam Chashuv is a Nasnahi, Yamahu. And the Gemara says, Taka, sometimes it works. So therefore the Gemara didn't leave it. Therefore the Gemara deleted it. They didn't want to discuss it because it's too complicated. When they hold your breath, told Adam Zayin of it off. So the Rashba says, that's not the reason why the Gemara didn't quote it. Adam Chashuv, what? That's the reason why. What does the Rashba say? What is every Adam Chashuv? Why does Adam Chashuv work? It's a Nasnahi, what happened to Kihikach? What's the answer? Because it's a Nasan who? Every Adam Chashuv is a Nasan who v'amar who? Where's the Nasina? You are misreading the case. You are looking at the under the Chuppah superficially. You are thinking, deuce the Kesef Kedushin. So you think the Kesef Kedushin is the ring that she's taking out and putting on his finger? No, that's not the Kesef Kedushin. What is the Kesef Kedushin? The Hanah that he's giving her. It's not the end. That's exactly the Chiddush. It doesn't have to be the end. It has to be something that's marketable. So imagine when they're standing under the Chuppah. This is the Adam Chashuv case, right? So here we go. Everyone's standing under the Chuppah, okay? So here she's this regular, you know, regular girl with her. She's got her wedding gown on, okay? And he, how are we going to make him a chashuv? Make him really chashuv, right? It's very tall, okay? What?
Put a
crown on his head. He's going to put a strimal on his head, right? Okay. And a crown, you know, he thinks very, very highly of himself, okay? You know, he's Mr., you know, number one. He's the top guy in the world, right? Make him Superman, okay? Superman, look, I forgot. Superman. He's missed everything. And she's missed, you know, great, this is just beautiful, I'm getting Superman. And she gives him the ring. And what's the question of the Masada Kedushin? Is he's putting the ring on her, she's putting the ring on his finger? What's the question of Masada Kedushin? What did they ask the Adam first? So tell me, is this ring worth a prut or not? Is that the question of the Masada Kedushin? The rabbi who's watching this whole thing, he can't figure out, he's got a long beard, okay, he's got a regular hat, okay, and some hands, and he's asking what question? What question does he ask? How much is the ring? Is it worth a pruta? If he's doing that, he's not an artist, it shouldn't be Masada Kedushin. What is he supposed to be asking? Everybody said, come on. He has to ask the Edom, so tell me. He's got two Edom over here. They don't know what's going on, right? They're trying to figure out, scratching their heads, and he turns around and he asks the Edom, so tell me, Reuben and Shimon, this Hanah that Mr. Number One Superman is accepting the ring from Miss, you know, whatever her name is, do you think that's sellable on the market for a pruta? So what did the Adam say? Yeah, it's. And then they ask, is that Hanah belong to you? No, I don't know how they would ask that question, so don't ask that. Okay. Is that worth a pruta? It's worth a pruta. The Kodeshes. Zavdi Rashba, every case of Adam Choshev is not a Nosnehiva Amarhu. Every case of Adam Choshev is a Nosnehiva Amarhu. You just didn't see it. You didn't read it right. You thought you were focusing superficially on the Nesinus HaGasav. You should really focus on the Nesinus HaNoh. So why doesn't the Gemara talk about the case of Nosti V'Yamahu? I mean, it could exist, but it's not going to work. It's for sure not going to work. It's not even a discussion. Of course it's not going to work. But Adam Chosh was not the case. It's not even part of that pizman of Nosti V'Yamahu. So if I say, we pretty much finished the sugya. We have a couple of minutes just to get started in the
beginning of the sugya.
he was mahana her. Right?
He's not doing the action though.
He is mahana. But his, I wouldn't be about to do myself. I'm accepting your gift. I'm lowering myself to accept.
She could just put it in his hand. He doesn't perform any ma'aseh.
Right.
And she generates the hana in her head.
He is giving her something that's worth a put to her. We got to wait to Daf Zayin. We got a long way to go on Choshev and Orev. Hanok and Kesef is going to be a main theme of next semester. Okay, so we got to hang in. We should stay around.
What if this is like to her? It's worth a lot, but the Eidim don't think it's worth.
It. Well, I don't care what the Eidim think. What's more important? You want to know is what if it's not so much worth to him? I mean, is he giving her pruta? She's taking her pruta. She want to know if it's worth it to her, not to him. You got to wait Daf Zayin also for that one. If it's 90 inside of the bay, there's so many exciting things coming next semester. We have a Shia Shabbaton in the beginning of the year. We have so many things. Shia baseball game, Shia barbecue. Come on. It's going to hang around. Yeah. It is. Not Kilo. It is.
I saw different reasons in the Rishon given why you consider it like that. Why exactly is it for the other question that works? I know we're talking about it next.
Yeah.
Next semester, the Rashi believes it open ended. Rashi on explains that it's because she would have to pay a fruit to someone else to take separate. And the Rashi says the same thing. But other Rishon say it's done because of some type of a
hana,
even though she wouldn't have.
Okay, we got work to do. We got work to do. We got to wait to about the Kaddish Benos Milven and Adam Choshev and Arev. There are three sugyas from Davavim, Mezes, Zayim, and Alf. All three revolve around that principle of Hanok and Kesef. So hopefully that's something intelligent to say in a few months.
You don't know why the Rashba says
I don't. If I tell you now, then you're not going to want to come back next semester. You want to come just for the Shia Shabbaton, you're not invited. But if you come back for the Shia, then you're always invited because the kids know you. Okay. Rabbi Sai. That's where to end the show. Rabbi Sai. Okay, good. We ended the show. Leave your mom ghost. All right, guys.